Let us start over again. The sugya Omar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, line before. Lo yekal adam es roishe keneged shar hamizrach shemechuvin keneged beis kodshei hakadoshim. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Marav lo yomru elo min hatzeifim bilifnim. That the iser is, he says, there was a mokim tzeifim. That was the last place one was able to see Har HaBayis. Is from Tzayfim and Lefnim towards Har HaBayis, that is Osa. Uberoye, and also the Isser applies only if he, from where he is able to see Har HaBayis. If he finds himself in a valley, that he's unable to see Har HaBayis, so b'meil there is no Isser. Another two tnoim, ubishein geder, that there is no wall, there is no barrier between him and Har HaBayis. Ubizman shehashchina shoyre. Bizman shehashchina shoyre. So Rashi says, bizman shehashchina shoyre, shebeis hamigdosh kayim. Rishas says a shtik teire on this gemara. I don't know how it stems with Rashi. Later we will see Rabbi Yehuda said a similar memre. Rabbi Yehuda said bizman shebeis hamigdosh kayim. And here Rabbi Yehuda Marav said bizman she chiba rabam Rabbi Yochanan said bizman sheashchina shoyre. So the Rishas wants to say a shtik teire. That the Gemara says in the Seif, first Perek of Yume, that there were five things missing by the second Beis HaMikdosh, and one of them was that there was no Hashchos HaShchinah by the second Beis HaMikdosh. So he wants to say that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Bizman Shashchinah Shoyre means Dafke Bizman HaBayis HaRishon. And later we'll have the same Lashon of Atana. Rabbi Yossi says, Bizman Shashchina Shoyre. And later Rabbi Yehuda said, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdosh Kayim. That means, even Bizman Vayesheni. It is a very beautiful diak in the Gemara, and in the Lashon of the Tanoim, but I would think Rashi doesn't say like that. Rashi says, Bizman Shashchina Shoyre. Rashi says, Shebeis HaMikdosh Kayim. Rashi does not mean to say L'chayre the first Beis HaMikdash. The Ha'or of the Rishash is a very Choshev Ha'or. L'chayre the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no Shechina. Let us see Rashi Devail. Min Hatzoifim Mokim Sheichelim Lireis Misham HaRabayis. That is a place where one is able to see HaRabayis. Misham V'Holein Yechelim L'Reisoi. It is impossible to see HaRabayis. Uberoye. And even if it is in a distance that one is able to see, but sheyochel lireis misham, he has to be in a matzev, in a mokim that is possible to see. Prat im mokim nomachu. Ubishein geder mafsik beinei lahar habayis. There's no geder between him and the Har HaBayis. Now we'll see a beraisa. Hanifne bi Yehude. A person is oisa tzrach of b'Yehude, lo yifne mizrech umayrov, elo tzofen v'dor. That since Yerushalayim was on the top of Chelek Yehude, and on both sides of Yerushalayim there was Chelek Yehude, is lo yifne mizrech umayrov, so lo chayre on the two sides of Yerushalayim, which to the right side and the left side of Yerushalayim, so one should not be mefane facing Mizrach or facing Meirev, because whichever direction he is facing, there's a Gilui Erve, so therefore, he should only face Ela Tzofen Vedorim. He should only face Tzofen Vedorim, so there he's not facing Yerushalayim. Ubi Golil, if one is in the north of Yerushalayim, lo yifne elo mizrach umayrav. There the halach is punkfakel, because by facing mizrach umayrav, he is not at all facing Yerushalayim. If he would face tzof and dorim, so then he's facing Yerushalayim. The Rabbi Yossi Mata. So according to the Tanna Kamma, there's no shear of how far away is up from Yerushalayim, how far away is of Harabayis. The din is the Laifne Mizrach Hamayrev, Hanifne Be Yehuda. The Rabbi Yossi Mata. Shay Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Loi Osru Elo Beroye, Ubimokim Shein Shom Geder, Ubizman Shashchine Shayre. That is the memory of Rabbi Yossi. Vachachomim oisrem, and the chachomim asa. So the Gemara asks, chachomim hainu tanekame. So the chachomim asa, afilu im einay roye. The whole Yehuda they asa. So the Gemara asks, chachomim hainu tanekame. He can be nayu tzdodim. The nafkemina will be the tzdodim. Now let us see Rashi. Hanifne bi Yehuda lo yifne mizrach umayrov. That means, achayrov le mizrach uponov le mayrov, v'loy achayrov le mayrov uponov le mizrach. He should not be facing either of these two directions. Why? Mitnei she Yerushalayim be'eretz Yehudahi, b'tzvayno shal eretz Yehuda. Yerushalayim is in the north side of Yehuda, b'gvul shebein Yehuda le binyamin. V'yesh me eretz Yehuda heimeno lemizroch atzoif eretz Yisrael. That means if we were speaking about the width of eretz Yisrael, so from Yerushalayim towards Mizrach, to where eretz Yisrael will end the east boundary, atzoif eretz Yisrael, veimeno lemayrev atzoif eretz Yisrael. That means Yerushalayim is surrounded by the right side and by the left side, from Eretz Yehuda. There's only Eretz Yehuda which surrounds the two sides of Yerushalayim, the right and left. Eretz Yisrael, atzei versus Eretz Yehuda, al pnei kol oirech Eretz Yisraeli min ha-mizrach l'mayrov. That means the whole length, which really it's the width of Eretz Yisrael, min ha-mizrach l'mayrov, is, that's Eretz Yehuda. Eretz Yehuda, the Eretz Yehuda is the whole Eretz Yisrael which surrounds Yerushalayim. Kiretzua arucha uktzora. It is a ktzua arucha, stame in the Mizrach HaMayrev, and ktzora till it goes down towards Dorim. Vim yifne Mizrach HaMayrev, safil bimafane Mizrach HaMayrev, ye piruoi, so the gilui basar will be litzad Yerushalayim. Oy peruay shalafonov, oy peruay shalachov. So therefore, Mizrach Umayrov is also. Avol tzofen v'dorim yifne. Tzofen v'dorim, one is permitted, if he's facing tzofen v'dorim. Ubilvad, there's only one place in Yehuda where tzofen v'dorim is also. Shlo yifne kedneged Yerushalayim mamish v'doroyme shal eretz Yehuda. That means the area that is underneath Yerushalayim in Yehuda. So that area, since it's facing Yehuda, so there the halacha is that Tzofen V'dorim will be Yosef. There Mizrach HaMayrev will be Mutter. The area on the two sides of Yerushalayim, the right and left side of Yerushalayim, there Mizrach HaMayrev is also. Ubi Golu, Shehi B'Tzvayno Shal Eretz Yisrael, Golu, which is on the north of Eretz Yisrael, so there, lo yachz upon of tzofen v'dorim, elo mizrach ha-mayrov, because there, tzofen v'dorim, you're facing Yerushalayim. Hochi garsina, chachomim oisrim, lo garsinan b'chol mokim, the chachomim asad. So the Gemara asked, chachomim hainu tanekame. So that is the tanekame, they both asad. The oma lo yifne, lo maflik ben roye le loy roye, bein bizman abayis, bein bizman azeh. Rashi here says also that, Rashi also calls it Bizman Abayis. That the Bizman Sheshchina Sheire, that's called Zman Abayis. Avdavke the Abayis Rishon. So the Gemara answers the difference between, the Tanakam and the Chachomim is, Ika Binayu Tzdodim. Tzdodim, the Yehude V'golul She'enom Kineged Yerushalayim Mamish. The tzdodim which are not mechuvan keneged Yerushalayim. Letanikame tzdodim nami yasiri. According to the Tanna Kamma, that means we have Yerushalayim, which is in the top of, on the north side of Chelek Yehuda. The top of Yehuda. Now, on the right side is, let's say, is Mizrach, on the left side is Meirev. So the side that is Mechuvin Keneged Yerushalayim, that's Poshet Aretzosa. Now, what is this side going down, which is the right side of Yerushalayim, but it's not Mechuvin Keneged Yerushalayim. It's underneath Yerushalayim, but it's not directly underneath. It's on the underneath the right side of Yerushalayim, or underneath the left side of Yerushalayim. So Be'etzem, theoretically, there Mizrach HaMairev should be Mutter, because facing Mizrach HaMairev, he's not at all facing Yerushalayim. Is Letanikam Tzdodim Nami Asiri. According to the Tanikam, these Tzdodim are also also Mizrach HaMairev. Dohan Nifne B'Yehuda Kama. He did not specify where in Yehuda. Kol Yehuda Mashme. The whole Yehuda is also Mizrach HaMairev. Pekert Rashi Eristik in the Chelik that is underneath Yerushalayim, that's Hafen V'Dorim is also. But Pekert the Tanakam didn't even speak about it. He spoke about most of Yehuda. In most of Yehuda, there's an Issa Mizrach Meire. That is according to the Tanakam. The Rabbonon Basroi, the Rabbon, which says Rabbonon Oisrim, Sovri Kineged Yerushalayim Mamish also. They only hold the Tzdodim which are Kineged Yerushalayim, that is also. Avol Tzdodim. That which is underneath the Chelik that's Kineged Yerushalayim Buta. The other Rabbi Yaisi Kaime. So where do you see that they're Mekilim L'Chayr Reisa Chachamim Oisrim? Because they're going to Rabbi Yaisi. The Omalo Yosrael Beroye, Avo Beroche, Kloiv, Afilu Kineged Yerushalayim Amish, because Rabbi Yossi was Mekel. Afilu Kineged Yerushalayim after Tzoifim, after a place where you can't see, Rabbi Yossi was Mekel, Vosra Rabbonu Lemeima, Vachachomim Oisrim, Afilu Shaloi Beroye. Kineged Yerushalayim is also Afilu Shaloi Beroye. Afilu Bizman Azeh. Umiyu Neged Yerushalayim. Only Neged Yerushalayim it is also, but if it's not Neged Yerushalayim, it is not also. That is the Machloikis. Marsha is Ma'irer, how do we understand the Sfar of the Tanakhama? We have here Mizrach u'Meirov. That means like this. There are two areas in Yehuda which are also Medina, which are Keneged Yerushalayim. The area in Yehuda on the right side and on the left side of Yerushalayim, that's also Medina. That's Keneged Yerushalayim. So there Mizrach u'Meirov is also Medina. The area underneath Yerushalayim, it's Tzofim V'Dorim is also Medina, because that's also Keneged Yerushalayim. Then we have the other areas. The other area is also Tanakama Asad Mizrach Meirev. The Tanakama Asad Mizrach Meirev, the whole Yehuda. So he asks, why did they ask only the Asad Mizrach HaMairev, even though it's not Keneged, even though here they Asad Mizrach HaMairev, afilu it's not Keneged Yerushalayim. The Tzofim V'Dorim, B'Yehuda also Davke Keneged Yerushalayim. And Tzofim V'Dorim is not also Shaloi Keneged Yerushalayim. That means there are two areas which are also Medina. There's the area of Mizrach HaMairev, which are the two sides of Yerushalayim are also. That's also Medina Mizrach HaMairev. Tzofim V'Dorim is the area that is underneath Yerushalayim is also Medina. And now we have a Mokim, which is not Keneged Yerushalayim, and here they only answered Mizrach HaMairev and not Tzofim V'Dorim. I don't understand, so what should be? So where was, so they should always have a gather. Without a gather, it should be also. That's some of the Marsha's kasha. And then he asks a second kasha. By Golu, we find the whole Tzofim V'Dorim is Nesa. Afilu Shaloi Keneged Yerushalayim. Here they asked the whole Tzofim V'Dorim, afilu the Chelik that is not connected Yerushalayim. And here they only asked Tzofim V'Dorim, that is the Chelik connected Yerushalayim. That is the Marshos Ha'ore, and the Mephoshim speak about this problem. But this is L'chayre Ha'ore. Why the Gzeira was, and Shalai connected Yerushalayim in Yehude, it's only Yosem Mizrach Ha'mayrev. But there's no Isar Tzofim V'Dorim Shaloi Keneged Yerushalayim. And by Golul, everything is also Tzofim Dorim, Afilo Shaloi Keneged Yerushalayim. Let us go further. Tanya Idach, we learned in a different Baraisa. Hanifne B'Yehude, Lo Yifne Mizrach O'Mairev, Elo Tzofim V'Dorim, Ubi Golul Tzofim V'Dorim also. Mizrach Omairev Muta. Rabbi Yossi Mater, She Rabbi Yossi Yomer Lo Yosru Elo Beroye. Rabbi Yuda Omer, Bizman She Beis Amigdash Kayim Oso, Bizman She Ein Beis Amigdash Kayim Muta. Rabbi Kiva Oyser Bechol Moke. So the Gemara asks Rabbi Kiva, Hainu Tanakame. What does he Moisev on the Tanakame? According to Rabbi Kiva, not only Eretz Yisrael, but Chutz Loretz is also Osa. As Rashi say, B'dra Kiva Garsina B'chol Mokim, Hilchach B'chutz Loretz Nami Koma. Let us see Taisvis, in the bottom of the Yomad, Rabbi Kiva Oisa B'chol Mokim. So Taisvis is also very interesting. B'chol Mokim Mizrach. Any mokim that is the mizrach of Eretz Yisrael, so that's also achayrev uponov lemayrev. That means that if it's mizrach of Eretz Yisrael, so yasr tzai achayrev uponov lemayrev. Only mizrach is also. So again, the Marsha asks, why did they only asr the lands, the chutzlots that is mizrach of Eretz Yisrael? And what about the lands which are tzofen of Eretz Yisrael? That's also a problem. Umaskinon afilu b'chutz l'oretz, and maskon is taka will see like Rabbi Kiva, umaforish b'Yerushalmi, ubelvad she'in shom koisel. Therefore the Rosh brings down by us, the botik isois, bebayis, or b'chald is a koisel, so then the directions are not, don't make a difference because there's a koisel that's mafsik. Rabbe avi shodyen lei leveini mizrach umayro. So let's see what Rashi says. Rabbi Havishodni Le Levenim, Levenim She Yoshav Aleim, he used to sit on bricks, that was the base Akisei, Lefanais, Hoyu Misukonim Uzkufais Alcideim, Roishan Echod Lemizrach, Vasheni Lemayr, but the Levenim were going Mizrach Amayrif, Levene Achas Litzofim, so it means the direction that the Levenim were facing was Mizrach Mayrif, and one was Litzofin, Levena Achas Lidorim. One Levena was underneath the Lidorim. For who Yoishiv al Ha'achas, Venifne Bintayim. So either when he was Mefan, it was either Tzofin or Dorim. He was facing either Tzofin or Dorim. Nimtzo, who Nifne Tzofin or Dorim. Vloihoya Reitze Lefanais Bebovel Mizrach Mayrif. Bovel, he didn't want to be mefane mizrach amayr, but vishe bovel mizrocha shal eretz Yisrael, le medes, shalo yei peru, eloi melefon, veloi melachol vatsad eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Rabbi arranged his levenim, that's what the Gemara means. Rabbi habishodnya le leveni, mizrach amayr, the levenim were going the direction of mizrach amayr, so therefore he was facing Tzofim V'Dorim. So Abaye wanted to know, Is this coincidental? Or does he hold la locha like Rabbi Kiva? Ozal Abaye, Shadanu Tzofim V'Dorim. So he changed the direction of the Levenim. So the Levenim are now facing Tzofim V'Dorim. And if it'd be Mefana, it'd be Mefana Mizrach Amayrev. All Rabbi, so Rabbi went into this Beis Akise, Torzinu. So he went and fixed them. He turned them around. Omar man haide komitzayerli, anoke Rabbi Kiva svirli, doma b'chol mokim osa. Ozal Abaye, shodan utzofen v'dom, zogt Rashi, lirois, im yakpid rabo yolkach, isvirli ke Rabbi Kiva, doma b'chutz loretz, nami kabdinin alo de milse, of we are not makpid. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Tanya Omar Rabbi Kiva, Pam Achas Nichnasti Acher Rabbi Yeshua Lebeis Akisei. And he wanted to watch the Anhoge of Rabbi Yeshua and Beis Akisei, Bulamati Mimenu Gimul Dvorim. And I learned three things. Lomati she'ein nifnim mizrach u'mayrov, elo tzofim v'dorim. Lomati she'ein nifroim mi'umed elo mi'yushuf, that when the person is megale gufoi, he waits, he's magbiya begodov, he waits till he is sitting. And he's not, even though it is easier to be done b'shas when he is standing, but he waits to sit and then he's magbiya begodov. Ulamadati she'ein mekanchin b'yemin elo b'smoil that the kinuach should be b'smoil. Omalei ben azai atkan hei asto ponecho berabecho. It's lochere, where's the derech eretz? It's a azus to watch the Rebbe b'shas asiyas tzorocho. Omalei teirehi velu moidani tzorich. The Marsha asks a shayla, so why didn't he ask him? So the Marsha says, Rabbi Kiva did not know bechlal if there is something to ask. Is there special halachas? So if I count these halachas, he only was able to acquire through observation. The Mefoshim HaMedayik, there's a psakeifel haloshin over here. He says, first of all, the Marsha says that all these things, it would have been easier. Lamati shein nifnim mizrach u'mayrav. So he says, maybe there's no difference. It was God, sofen dolem. So he says, no, he observed that it would have been much easier to be nifnim mizrach u'mayrav. And Fakelti went into difficulties in order to make sure that he should not be nifnim mizrach u'mayrav. Elot sofen v'dolem. That what he repeats, ein nifni mizrach mar el atzofen v'dorim, so the Ben Yehuda says to tell us that on an angle is also no good. And a diagonal is no good. It has to be davke tzofen v'dorim. V'mati shein nifroi miyumod elo miyushev. That means miyushev to tell us that even though he's in the process of sitting down, that is also us, even though it's not miyumod anymore, but it's elo miyushev. Lamati shem mekanchim biyamin ela bismoil is the Ben Yehuda says that even though there's difficulties to be mekaneach bismoil, afal pikein ein mekanchim biyamin ela bismoil. There's no teretz, there's no eitzah whatsoever. And he repeated lamati, lamati, lamati because each limud was gevaldik choshev by him. Now we have a very interesting maise. Tanya ben Aza yoimer. Pam achas nichnasti acher Rabbi Kiva lebeis akise, lamati mimeno gimul dvorim, lamati shein nifne mizroch omayr, ela tzofen v'dorim, lamati shein nifroim miyumet, ela miyushev, lamati shein mekanchim bimin, ela besmoil. Oma aloi Rabbi Yehude, atkan heyasto ponecho berabecho, oma aloi teiri velumet ani tzorech. The obvious question is, before Ben Azai asked Rabbi Kiva, Amlei Ben Azai atkan he asto ponecha berabecha, and he told them teiri v'lilmed ani tzorich. So why did he do it? Or if he did it, why did he ask him? So the Rishash says that this maise, the sequence of the maises were as follows. This maise, the first maise, happened before Rabbi Kiva followed Rabbi Yeshua. That was that maise. The second maise happened later, and he was watching Rabbi Kiva. Faltik. Then Rabbi Kiva told him, you know, I did the same maise by Rabbi Yeshua. I did the same maise by Rabbi Yeshua. So he asked him, Atkan he asto ponecho berabecho. So what was the kasha? So the kasha was because Ben Azai was a Talmud chover of Rabbi Kiva. So he wasn't a rabbi. It was a Talmud chover. Rabbi Yeshua was a Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Kiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua. So therefore, The kasha that Ben Azai asked on Rabbi Kiva was not the same kasha that Rabbi Yehuda asked on Ben Azai, because Ben Azai was a Talmud Chova of Rabbi Kiva. Let us see Rashi. Acher Rabbi Yeshua b'Yehuda haver. At kan kloimer kol ze hayasta ponecho bifnei rabecho shenistakalta b'chol eilu. The Gemara says, Teirehi v'lumeid anitzor. Rav Kahane ol gone tusei puryei derav. Rav Kahane went and he lay down underneath the bed of Rav. Shomei desoch v'sochak v'ose tzrochov. So Rashi says, desoch v'sochak im ishto isicha b'teilo shel ritzui tashmish. And then the osa tzchochov v'shimei shmitosa. Omalei, and Rav Kahan is there underneath the bed. Omalei, so he called out, Domi pume da abo kidulei sorif tavshilo. So Rashi says, kidulei sorif tavshilo ke odom rov, like a person that is hungry, kemoishulei shimashto mitoscholo me oilom. So the offhand, it looks like he was criticizing the soch v'sochak, that it seemed there was a kalas roish, that Rav was noyig v'ishtoi. So Rav told Rav Kahane, Kahane hoche at, you hear puk, the lav oirech are, amalei teiri v'lil meidani tzorech. Now, looking poshut at this maise, there's one big difficulty. The teire v'lul meidani tzorich, that's no problem. The problem is that there's a different shaila over here. The shaila is, memonavshech, if he held that Rav was doing something wrong, so now's not the time to tell him he's doing something wrong. He didn't have to pop up then. He could go over to him later and ask him, it seems like he's telling him Musa. Domi pume da'abek le'sorif tavshila. So, others say, the Menachem Eishiv Nefesh wants to say, this be'etzem Rav Kahane had a shayla. Rav Kahane had a shayla, he wanted to be mevarer this shayla. The hanhoge of Rav, is this the hanhoge that one should always do? That's the Seder. Other, maybe no, maybe this was Yoytze min haklal. Maybe Grad, this time there was a special tzorech to do what he was doing. And by Emerson, the Gemara in Chagige asks, the Gemara asks Akasha and Rav, and a member of Rav, from this Maise. Rav says, on the Posik, Magid la'odom sichoi, afilo sicha kale bein ish li ishtoi magin lodom b'shas hadin. In sicha kale, Rashi says, a sicha kale koidem tashmish. That is, that also falls into the category aschoik lifnei tashmish. So the Gemara asks Rav alone. There was such a maisa with the Rav soch v'sochak. So Rav himself was did a sicha kale. So the Gemara answers that he had to be meratzeh his wife then. There's a time for everything. This was the tzorech ha-mitzvah. The mitzvah was machayev the sanhoge. But all the time for keltetz also, if it is unnecessary, is a isa magid lodem sichoi. Here the mitzvah was machayev the sichekala. So be'etzem, the Menachem Eishiv message says that was the shayla of Rav Kahane. That's why Rav Kahane had a pop-up. Domi pume da'abe kedoloi sorif tavshile. So he says pshat, that means he wanted to know, is that the anhoge, or is that the holech yelech all the time, or it's something special? So he told them, poik the lav oirech aro, the Menachem Eishiv Nefesh wants to say, he means, no, that's not the derech all the time. Don't learn from this maise that all the time this is the derech, the lav oirech aro. And he told them, teirev elimul anitzoch, the reason I yes, because I wanted to know. But not the lav oirech arot to be here. Fakel, he understood there's a necessity to become boki in these halachas, but al kaponim, the lav oirech arot is a giloi that this was not a standard anhoge. No, the ace was then mechayiv such an anhoge to be meratzesh ishtoy. Now the Gemara says further, mipnei ma ein bekamchin biyamin elo bismoil. We saw from two maises, Rabbi Kiva of Rabbi Yeshua, that there's an iser l'kaneich biyamin. Omar Rove, mipnei shahatoire nitno biyamin. Toire was nitno biyamin, shenema miminoi eishtos lomoi. Rabo barbachana omar mipnei shehi kroive lepe. Shekreiva leper Rashi says, Regilim loishita leper. One uses the yad yamin to be moishit the macha lepiv. So he could be, if he'd be mekaneich be yamin, sometimes it could be mamis the macha. Rav Shimon ben Loki shoma, mnei shekoisha bo tfilin. That the yad that does a maisa hamitzvah of kshiras tefillin, that yad should not do a dover bozi of kinuach. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak oma, emnei shemare bo taimei teure. That's also called that what he shows taimei teure, the neginis, the neginim and the nekudis, he shows talmidim with the yad yamin. That yad is also, that's also called, amol retne mit the hand, baal kaponim, so that yad is called doing a dovo shabigdushe, so that yad should not do kinuach. Nafkeminis lahaloche, according to this timing, what a din will be by an isha, what a din will be by a person that's left-handed. And then there's nafkamin if he's kaisav biyamin in oisir shal melocha b'smoil. All these, the gemaldik and nafkamin is alocha, the bir alocha speaks about it, and the magna vrom and taz, which will be koruch in these tamim, and how we paskin. The gemara says ketanoi. Rabbi Elezer oimer b'nei she'oichel bo. Rabbi Yeshua oimer b'nei she'kaisav bo. Rabbi Kiva oimer b'nei she'amara bo. Taimei teire. Omar Rav Tanchem b'chaniyah. That is the reason that the ein mekanchim biyamin. Let us see Rashi shekoyshel bo tefillin bizroyes moiloi tamei teire negimois. The one shows stamet tamidim neginois tamei mikro shel teire nebim eksuvim bein benikot shebeseifer bein bagvos koil. Ubitzilzul ne'imois hanegina shel pashto v'dalgo v'sheifer mahaper meilech yode lefitam hanegina risi bekema bo mi'eretz yisrael. It seems like he's leading to show how each how the negina goes, so he uses his hands for this. The Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Tamchum bar Chaniloi. Kol atzonua bebeis hakisei nitzel mishloisha dvorim. Min anachoshim min akrabim. We have to understand that both the kisois were outside in the sodis with the anachoshim and akrabim. Min amazikin, that was a mokim, that they were shoylet mazikin also. V'yesh oimrim avchalei moisov miyushovim olov. Ahu beis hakisei dahave betverye, kava ailu beitrei, afilu biyamome mitziki. That even others want to say not beitrei afilu biyamome, afilu beitrei biyamome mitziki. Even though we learned in the beginning of brachas that trei is nire ve'ena nizik, but here the beis hakise was so mesukendik that even beitrei was also mitziki. Rabbi Ami veRabbi Asi have aile bei chad v'chad lechudei. Verkelt als, number one, lechudei als darke atznius, v'loi mitziki. And nothing happened to them. Omru l'rabbonom, loi mistafisu. You're not afraid of the mazik, and everyone else was genizik. Omru l'hu anan kabole gamrinon. Kabole de beis hakisei, tzniuso ushtikuso. A kabole for shmirin a beis hakisei is one should be quiet, and one should be at Sanua. Agavuche, the Biraloche brings down in Simin Gimel from the Smag, that the Smak says that the Tznius is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Well, Kaponim, this is the Gaidel Tznius is a Shmire in the Beis HaKisei. Min anachoshim, min akabinem amazikim, de mitoich tzniusoi, misnaik benachas ubeshtike, vein anachoshim margishim lehiskanois boy, taf amazikim chosin olov. Tachsmadin Yaakov says, an omid beis, that a person who is noig betznius, so the tzelem alakim is megan, he's eichet hashchos hashchina, and the tzelem alakim is megan, that he shouldn't be genizdik. Taloi moisov miyeshovim olov, sheinem azikin mavhila noisoi. Kabole misoires uminik shekibalnu merabiseinu bebeis akisei. Kabole di yisuri, now the Gemara brings another misoires. What should one do, Rachmana Nitzlon, when he finds himself in a matzav of Yisurim? So there's also a Kabbalah what to do. Shtikuse umive rachmi. So Rashi says, Kabbalah di Yisuri shtikuse shelo yevayet bi Yisurim. A person should not be aboyet bi Yisurim aboyim olov. Should not be misraim klapei mailo. I remember Rabbi Solchaim Zachain Levrocha used to say over for Rabbi Yeruchim, he used to say, Smeichim bi Yisurim, we're not on that madrege. But we should always try, the Be'ita should be, to be Memayit the Be'ita, we shouldn't be Aboyit bi Yisurim. Shtikusa means, Shalo Yevayit bi Yisurim Aboyim Olov, Umivi Rachmi. The Ben Yoyoda says that what the Gemara brings down, these two Kabbalahs, he said, could be wants to be magdir, but together of shtikuse. He says, shtikuse does not mean silence. Just like the shtikuse of yisurim means one should, diburim are also, that means one should not say diburim klape mailo, but samazoi krechzen, that doesn't go into the, that's also called shtikuse, as long as he doesn't say diburim. So the shtikuse of beisakise is also a shtikusa of diburim. We'll see later on Omid Beis is an isel dibur bebeis akise. But samazoi koilois without a dibur, that is no isel. Abaye merabiele imo ime imro lemeil bahade lebeis akise. That since it's an Indian of mazikin, one needs two. So the mother was Megadol Ashepsel that went in with him to the Beis HaKisei, and it seems that this was also equivalent to two. Abal Chai and Abai was also equivalent to two. The Gemara asks, Ularavya Leigadye, why wasn't she Megadol Agdi? Why Dafka Ashepsel? Sivse Chachomim says you have to understand what's Pshat in the Kasha. But Kaponim, it seems Chazal had a Kasha over here, that there should be a preference of a Gdi over Imra. So the Gemara answers, Soyer b'soyer michlef. A soyer is not a shmir. Let us see Rashi. Merabi le Imra megadeles leise, umelamdosoi shahilech ima itomi, they should always follow Abaye. So memela, so when he went to the Beis HaKisei, he also followed him. Soyer sheid shal Beis HaKisei doime le soyer. Valeyem nema usirim yirak dusham. Rove mekame dahave reisha. Rove, before he became Rosh Yeshiva, mekar kishelebas ravchizde amguze belakno. So here, Fakert Ben Yodas, we see that koilois in the Masha also brings a Gemara Psochim. Fakert koilois are shmire keneged shaydim, mazikim. So she used to go, and let us see what Rashi says, Amguze belakna, Naisenis egois besafel shel nechoishes. There was a psay, she made a type of a keli that the egois, the nut was banging on the walls of the keli. Umekakeshes by mibayis, vuhu nifne kenegdo mibachutz. So it seems the keil helped. The koil helped that the ashmira from the mazike. Bosar de molach, after he became Rosh Yeshiva, Avdalei kvasa, she made a window, umanchelei yoda areshe. And she used to put her hand on his head. That was the shmira. What is pshat bosal de molach? V'nasa rosh yeshiva. So what was the matter with the noise? So tzorich shimo tvei mipnei amazikim. Then that shimo was not enough. Shemiskanim ashedim betalmidei chachomim yoisa mishar b'nei yodom. So it seems that he became a marbet steire, so there was a greater kin of the shadim, so one needed a bigger shmire. Kvoso chaloin keneged mokim shunif nisham achere yabai, she made a window, and she used to put, yodo al reishe. Chachamim asked, that was when she was toyer, when she wasn't toyer, that may wissen what was done then. Let us see Tosfos. Rove mikame dahava reishe, bosa de moloch, ovdele kabosa manche le yoda. Taima. Darkochoch le moloch rove. Tosfos, remember the Gemara we had before with Bahedye. And there was many chaloimis that Rove had. And before he started giving money to Bahedye, one of the chaloimis that he had, Bahedye told him that his wife is going to die, which was Basra of Chizde. Later, when he started giving him money, he told him, Shat, one of the Chaloimis, that Abaye was going to become Nift, and he's going to become the Rosh Yeshiva. So learning that Gemara there, it would seem that the Rebbetzin of Rava was Nifta before he became a Rosh Yeshiva. And now Gemara weiss this Nittazai. Taimet, Darkor, Chachloi Molach Rava, Adach, Aptiros, Ishal Abaye, Kedemash, Melel, Buvdu, Dabar, Hedye. V'chein, b'ksubis t'koma, choymo, d'visu, d'abaya, osir, l'kami, d'rove, b'soif, per, kafopi. V'ze teime, d'leil, mashma, d'roba, chalem, p'tirosa, koydem, p'tirosa, d'abaya. From the side of the Gemara, by Stosois, that the cholem that he had, that Basra of Chizda would be nifter, that he had before the p'tir of abaya, v'shlem, mikoma, kamla, nifter, adach, abaya. The cholem is that he had this cholem before, but l'maise, she was nifter, after he became Rosh Yeshiva. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Ula. Achoirei hageder nifne miyat. If a person is behind a geder, so since he's not visible to all other people, so it's nifne miyat, he doesn't have to be marchik anything. Even though the people on the other side of the geder can hear the kailas of the itush, b'shas is misatish, but the statement is done. Ubibiko. But what if he's not behind the geder, he's in a biko? Is kol's man shemisatish, ve'ein chavei reishei meya, that is sufficient. That is the geder of tznius. That is what the Tanakhama holds. Isi bar noson mach snihochi. He's machmer. Achoyre ageder calls man shemisatei shvein chaveyre shemeya. Fakert achoyre ageder, he can't be mefane right away behind the geder. He has to be merachik calls man shemisatei shvein chaveyre shemeya. Ubibiko kol shein chaveyre reyeyo. By a bika, he has to be so far away that Yemna can't see him in Gans. Meisvei, if the Gemara kasha, it says in the Mishnah in Taris, Yoitzim, the Shomrei, the Mashgichim, there were Mashgichim on the Beis Abad, that gave a hechsha that it was toyer, it wasn't tomei from Maga Moritz. So here we see what a Mashgich Tmidi is. So they were there the whole time, but Yoitzim, mi Pesach Beis Abad, the Niftnim lachoyre yageda, vehein toyrim. And they went right nifnim lachayre together v'hein tahirim. So the Mishnah is speaking about the hechsher of the shemen that is still a good shmira. They can still assume that the shemen did not become tomei. Achayre yageder according to Isi bar Noson, achayre yageder is not mutter. So felt in gidrei atznius. So the Gemara says betaras ikilo in order to assure the taras of the shemen. They were makel then in the Gidrei Atznius of Hilchus Veisakise. Toshma kama yirchaku v'yiyo toirim. How far can they go away? Kidei she'era yayu. Should be able to see him. So kavana vayistaisa was still near it. So nachamo shani echli taras takilu bo rabona. Ravashi oma my kozman shein chaveire re'ed roye v'kom risi bar nosen. Kozman shein chaveire roye es piruoi. He doesn't see that how he was megala his goof. Havol edidei chazilei. So memele, so it is not shver the second kasha. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Achayri hageder nifne miyat, bein tzorech lishachik klum, ubebike tzorech lishachik, kidei shlo yishma chaveroi atushim sholmata, bein tzorech lishachik at kidei shlo yirenu. Rashi yom alo, gesin ad lakam damukil isi bar nosen bochi, he says pshat isi bar nosen, yoitzi mi pesach beis abad, mishamrei tare sholshemen beis abad, im hutzachu lefanesh, yoitzi mi pesach beis abad, venifnim lachoyri agedah shlofnei pesach, right achoyri agedah, vein choyshi shen shema betoich kach ikonis amoritz viyiga, alman nifnim lachoyri agedah miyad. Tare sikilu, bishvil shmiris tare sikilu bebeis akisei. Kama yirchaku shem rei tares kdei shereyeyu, bekimna yoch lishachik yoyser, al kochach im hutzrach lefane shifne, tiyufta disi de boi shalo yirenu, takilo bo rabonon, bishvil shmiroson ikilu bebeis akise, avul didei chozile, avul atzme eschever yoch liris vlo yachik. Zogti gemore weiter. Ahu savdone, the noch was maspit someone, the Nochis came to Rav Nachman, and he was saying the Shvachim of the Nifter, Oma hai tzonua boi chosov have. This person was a tzonua. Oma le Rav Nachman at ailes padei le beisakise de yodato it tzonua iloi. A tzonua is a meiridike title, and one can only be, one only gets this title once he's in the beisakise is an hogis. The sanya en koirin tzonua alomisha tzonua beveis akise. Rav Nachman frak de gemore mei nafke lei mino. Was geit er on? Jener schein ish do, schein ish negei ashidach. Ich mein, so what is? So he's saying a schwach over him. So what's a zoi gefällig? Was kann er nicht begin in de nifter? He says, no, es ist takke le teivose. Mishum de sanya, kishem she nefroim in ameisim, kach nefroim min asabdonim min oinim achreim. That if a person is megazim, exaggerates too much, so first of all, there's an oinish on the mace, and there's an oinish on the sabdon also, and there's an oinish min oinim achreim, those who are nimshach, so he was from the oinim achreim, so fakert, it is not el te'eles, one should be megazim. That is a meridike word from the Birke Yosef. The Birke Yosef says that, in Aloch it says that one is allowed to be Moisef a little bit. One is not as nefl in a person by Hesped. One is allowed to be Moisef a little, but not too much. I mean, that we see from our Gemara. So the Taz asks the Kashi, I mean, what's that? A small lie you're allowed to say? A big lie? Now, I mean, what's the Lamonavshech? If you're going already, you're going over the Kav HaEmes, so Mele, why do you know where to draw the line? Or why should you draw the line? It's not your side by side. So the Biki Yosef says, Amir de Kizach. When one person looks at the other, he looks all the time with a krumer cook. That means he always misjudges him. He's always done yenem lekafs chus. He doesn't realize yenem's matzah. So when he sees him, he always sees him a quarter less than what he really is. So the male, if he adds on a quarter, that's mamish punktlich, that's taka yenem. So that's taka the emes. Not one may say a little lie. Then if he'll add on a quarter to what yener is, that's taka what itaka is. Well, kaponim here, our Gemara said this was too much of an exaggeration. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tanu Rabbono, Eizeu Tzonua, who is called a Tzonua, Ze hanifne balaylo, bemokim shenifne bayoyim. That means, b'mokim shenifne bayim, so the Gemara learned, what does that mean? Let us see what Rashi says. B'mokim shenifne bayim, misrachik mnei odom. That means he makes a whole journey to make sure he's in a place where there aren't people around. Is atzanua is balaylo ki bayoy, even though there's no one around at night, but the atzanua goes hanifne balaylo b'mokim shenifne bayoy. Eini, if the Gemara, that's not true. For Omer Rabbi Yehuda Marav lo'olam yanig odom es atzmoi, a person should be malgil himself that he should be yoytzei shachas v'alvis early in the morning and at night. Kidei, she should save time, shelo yeitzorich lehisrachik, that he shouldn't have a kelt, that if it will be malgil his goof, so in the early morning when people aren't around, or at night, so memele il fashpo, he shouldn't have to make a journey to go to Beis HaKisei. Visu, nrovolo, biyemome hava ozel admil. Ubelelye, omalei lishamai, pnuli duchta bilchoiva demoso. Fakert, we see that Rava did not go to the same mokim by Yoim of Alayla. V'chein omale Rav Zeira l'shama itiz mishoz chazim man d'ika achayri beis chavraya d'bina l'mifne. So we see that there's no such aloche that Balayla one has to go to the same mokim that one went by Yoim. So the Gemara says, loiteima ba mokim ela'ema kederech shenifne by Yoim. That al kaponim the tznius and hogis bayoim should the hogis balaylo should be equal to the tznius bayoim. Zogt Rashi, shachis koydem ayoim. Yani goda matzmo lefanei shachis koydem ayoim. Ve'arvis mishachsheicha kedeish leitzorich lisrachik al me'im israchikim balaylo. Pani liduchte mibnei odom. So the Gemara says, "Kederech shenifne b'yoyim da'ifen atzniyus linyim peru atefach utfochaim kedemuni pirkei kamoi umiyushiv kedemrin la'el that the peru should be dafke biyushiv." That's one teretz. And Rabashi yomar afilateimo b'mokein loynitzcha elo lekeren zovis, that one doesn't have to go so far, but if there's a keren zovis, Rashi lekeren zovis and yesh keren zovis somuch. That's one on hoge. Let us see what this means. So Rashi says, Mishamish bitzroir oy bekisim liftoyach nikovim. So he should do this before he sits down. Kedemrinim mesech de Shabbos. And it seems, if al teishev utemashmesh, because that's kosher likshofim. Loshen acher, mishamish hamoishov, that he should clean off the moishov shloyei meluchlich. That's a taich, mishamish v'sheiv, v'al teishev u'mamashmish. V'loshen rishen hogen, dimkein lomali mishum kshofim, teipikle kivin sheyoshev kvar meluchlochim begodov, v'ma yoyel mishmushoi. So therefore Rashi says the first pshat. V'anshi v'yosi v'achar kach mishamish. But what if he forgot? And he was yoshev achar kach mishmesh. So now he's susceptible to kshofim. Maita kante. Ki koi leima hochi. This is a lachash. Loi li, loi li. Loi tochim, loi tachtiyim, loi hani, v'loi mehani. Loi charshi decharshev, loi charshi decharshesa. Zogt Rashi. Loi li, loi li, loi suchlu li. You won't be able to be shaylet. Loi tochim v'loi tachtim. Heim shemeis hakshofim asuyim adei tachtoinis. Loi hani v'loi mehani. Loi kulon v'loi miktsoson. Loi charshi decharshev, loi charshi decharshesa, loi mechashefeis, mechashev zocho, loi mechashefeis, mechashev nekeva. Lo shenache, lo yhani, lo yimehani, lo yitzlach, lo yoyul, oid machsheifes. Tanya ben Azay Oimer, al kol mishkav shchav, one could lay on any mishkav, chutz min akalke. An akalke one should not lay. So the Yavit says, the Gemara says, Aloretz tishan, Mishne novis, tachi balke shal teure, and dosh teit chutz min akalke. So the Yavit explains that Benazai meant a person should not lay down orum without any clothes ala karke, because of the coldness of the karke, it's very detrimental to his health. Ala oretz tishan means it shouldn't be a comfortable bed. But al koponim, there should be something bein gufoi lebein akarke. Al kol moishav sheif, you can sit on any moishav, chutz min akoire. That means if you have a high beam or the rafters, and the person wants to sit on them, she shouldn't sit on them. So Rashi says, I'll call Moshe Shev Chutz Min HaKoyre, Shemo Tipoil. And the Goyin explains, Afilu Rechova Harbei. We're not speaking about it's a skinny beam. It's wide. Umayri Shemunochim Bemokim Gavoya. But it's dangerous. Lekach Ein Lahaloich Al Nesorim Shemunochim Bemokim Gavoya. Ki Teikev Sheboloi Shum Pachad. Maschel hasotn lekatrek. That means when a person is in a high place and he'll have any fear of falling, that brings about kitruk hasotn. So therefore, I'll call Moishev Shev chutz min hakeira. Omar Shmuel, shina ba'amud ha'shachar ki'istema leparzelo. A person sleeps ba'amud ha'shachar. It's gewaldic, it's ki'istema leparzelo, zot Rashi, ki'istema leparzelo, shemoyel istema is a certain type of a coating that was put onto barzel to ensure that it should be strong and sharp. So memel of a person sleeps, amud ha'shacha, shemoyel leparzel, kach moyel leguf. So this helps leguf. Further it says, Yitziyah, Rashi says Yitziyah, there's missing a pintle in Rashi, Yitziyah lifonais, ba'amud ha'shachar, ki'istema leparzelo. This is also a good hanhoge for the gufa odom. L'chayrat megebadot, shina ba'amud ha'shachar, ki'istema leparzelo, that's a good thing. In the Mechaber says in the first siman in Shulchan Aruch, Yehei hu ma'ire ha'shachar. O'ire ha'shachar, Atovid HaMelech Yizok. He woke up not that the shachar was ma'ire ha'isoi. No, he was ma'ire the shachar. So l'chayre, and here it says, Shina ba'amud ha'shachar ki istem el ha'parzel. It's a gewaldik ezach. It's very good for the, it's ma'ire leguf. I found the massive Kolamachnes asks a similar kash on the Rambam. The Rambam says that a person should wake up koidim shetala shemesh. That means the Rambam in Hilchos Deyis says the nimtza oimid mimitosei koidim shetala shemesh before the neitzachame. Or vaistois, and here the Mechabel says shehu yoira hashachar. She brings down the teretz from the Arzus Achayim. That the Mechaber is speaking about in Ruchnius was medavton. In Ruchnius davmen, that means he's speaking about it's a gebalde keshine. It's not shayne shal shachris. That's betzines odim in oilum. That's after the neitzah chama also. But al koponim, this shayne is take. It's very good for the goof. But amol amensh dav mevatel zayn av zayn goof lutzayrich gavoya. There's also very unclear here. It says Sheina Bamuda Shacha and Yitziya Bamuda Shacha. So the Shaila is, how can one accomplish both? Is he sleeping or Yitziya Bamuda Shacha? So he's up then by Muda Shacha. Sheina Bamuda Lachir, this man Amuda Shacha is from the Aloysa Shacha till the night. That's Lachir called Amuda Shacha. So that we wissen, is he sleeping or is he these two things, l'chayra astiridik, yitziya b'amud ha'shach and sheina b'amud ha'shach, unless you split up the amud ha'shach, that a part of the amud ha'shach he's sleeping, and then he gets up in order to be mekayim the yitziya b'amud ha'shach. Ba'kapore have a mezabin mili bedinri. Mal Kapore used to sell his words, his anhoges bedinri. So the goyin says, for Torah you're not allowed to take money. I mean, the folk of Daftobna Panose, so in these inyonim, these are inyonei derech eretz. For this, that's what he used to be mafarnas himself. That's one pshat in the goyim. Another pshat in the goyim is avamili bedinri. He would not say anything unless he realized that the person who's listening is machshevit kedinrim. That means then he would say these things. If a person wasn't machshevit, he didn't realize the value of these anhoges, he wouldn't say it. And he said as follows, Ad the kafnos achil, you should eat when you're hungry. Ad the tzochis shosi, and you should drink when you're thirsty. Ad the roscho kedeiroch, kol zman, the kedeiro is boiling, shfoich, one should spill out from the kedeiro. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Ad the kafnos achil, she imtisha, now you have an appetite. So now that you're hungry, you should eat. If you're going to wait, so what are you going to accomplish? Taver mimcha taver samachu. You lose the appetite, take. If a person draws the string too much, so he'll lose the appetite. Ve'ein ha-machel moil. The machel will not help anymore. It's that what's eaten without an appetite seems is not digested well. Ve'ein ha-machel moil. Ad derischa kedeirach shvoich, kaidem shetitztanein, before it cools off, it's still hot in the pot, pour it out. Marshal uze, pshatag tzorich lenikovecha, when you have a hisoiris to go lenikovim shvoich, baltisha oisam, you should not wait. So this is the poshet anhoge, which he used to tell over. They bring from the Oruch and the Goyin that keret a bissel ruchni is also. The Goyin says, Amoyre de Kezach, on the first inyan, that when he's hungry, he should eat. So the Goyin says like this, Kshuhu rov oichel betave v'nene b'macholoi. When he's hungry, he eats with a taive, he has anor from the machol, that helps the digestion. V'ma'akev harbei, is koichei toshash, number one, he gets weak from not eating. Ushibo lechel eini yochel lechel harbe, he can't eat sufficiently. That's an inyonei oilam hazeh. Kachu binyonei oilam habo. In Ruchnius is also a similar anhoge. Be'eish sheyesh lecho cheshik. A person now is a cheshik. It's 10 o'clock at night, it's 10:30 at night. He got a cheshik to learn. Now he wants to learn. So that here's the cheshik. So what's the second anhoge? So go to sleep now and you wake up oiskerut. He says no. Yesh lecha eish cheshik asoik b'teire. Val toimar ba'eis azois eshkevo ve'ishon ve'ashkin. Don't say now I'll lay down. I got the cheshik already, so my mele. So I'll lay down and tomorrow I have the cheshik and I'll be oiskerut. Ela tilma miyat. Now you have the cheshik. The shema liyilecha cheshik lemocha. That's on the kafnes achil. Ad the tzochish say the goyin says it's speaking about cheshik linya mitzvahs. If you have a cheshik to do a mitzvah, chaparayim, do it now. Don't push it off. Lav b'chol yoyme yisram emilse. And ad roscho kideircho shvoich, see he learns a different pshat than Rashi. He learns pshat in the Baraisa as follows, and in this anhoge as follows. It's speaking about that a person has a kedeira, and there's food, there's liquid in the kedeira, and it's bubbling over. So Mameli is telling you, if it's bubbling over, spill it out now and use it. Because if you won't spill it out now and use it, it's going to bubble over and nothing's going to be left. That is the moshul. Don't leave it on the fire, because if you leave it on the fire, it's going to boil over. She says, what is the nimshul? He says, b'sho sheyesh lecho mois harbe. He says, now the Eibishter gave you a broche, now you have a lot of money.
Shata yochel lasais chasodim. Now you have an opportunity to do chasodim. V'imalim in ayin. He says, if you won't do it now, nishbach arza. You know, it won't remain. The money won't remain. Ki ein hakdeira yechoyle lohochil oison. He says, a person should realize money is like a pot over the fire. An needle's gonna bubble over, or you pour it and use it. But to leave it, nothing's going to happen. V'nevad mi bo'olov. And you're going to lose it. So therefore, that's how the goyim learns pshat. A third anhage, fourth anhage. Kauna kori beroimi, if you hear a keren from roim, and the keren is a sign that there's people who want to purchase tainim, bar misben taini, so if you're a son, your father sells tainim, and your father isn't around, but now's the opportunity, now you hear the people who want to buy tainim. Taini de ovuch zoven. Go and sell your father's tainim. Zogt Rashi, karni kori beroimi. Im tishmakil keren beroimi. Hu simin, this keren was a similar mavakshe tainim liknois o lohoylech lamokimacha. That people who wanted to purchase tainim. Bar misben taini. The son of a person who sells taini. Taini de ovuch zoven. Im ein ovicho bebayis. He zer ata b'noi limkel tainov, ba'oid sheyesh toivim. The goyin says, what is he telling us over here? He says he's telling us in Ruchnius, it seems in the marshal is, what is the son going to accomplish? It seems the father, it's going to be the father's credit, it's not his tainim, but al kaponim, if the father's tainim are still around to be sold, one should grab this opportunity, even though the father now is unable to sell them. So the goyin says as follows: Im ein ata yodeya lelamed teire mishaloch. You're not a machadish, and you can't tell over your own teire. Teimara teire sheshamata miyavicho. If there's an oilom that's interested in hearing your father's teire, tell over your father's teire. Chaparain the opportunity. Abaye told the Rabbonon, ki ailisi bishvili de mechuze lemefek bei bechaklo. There used to be small drochim that used to go to the fields, that used to lead out to the fields, and the fields mustama, that was the place where people used to be oisit solcheim. Leitechzu loy lahachgise v'loy lahachgise. So when you're walking on these shvilim, on these small paths, don't look at either side. Dilme yosvi noshi v'lav oirech ara listakule bohu. The Simse Chachomim asks, if it's yosvi noshi, it's a little bit more than lav oirech ara listakule bohu. There's an iser istaklus. So the Sifse Chomim brings down the Gilsa Dilme Yosvi Inchi Belav Oirech Ara Listakuli Bohu. So that is the tznius of the person who is going. Bishvili Shvil Kotten Shepoinim Boy Lesodas.